Thank you for tuning in to Lash Aligns Education. This is Morgan Hatfield, the owner and founder. I'm here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hey guys, I hope you all are doing well. Today, my podcast is going to be over how to be the top-rated studio in your area. Now, before I get into that, I am going to do a couple of updates. So if you don't want to hear them, you can fast forward a little bit, but I'm going to make it really quick. I have a classic lash training coming up June 27th. So that is coming up. Now, all of my trainings are at my salon in Oklahoma in Midwest City. So I don't do any online trainings or anything as of right now, but I do have a classic lash training coming up, and then I also have a volume one coming up as well in July. But to take my volume, you must take my classic class. So just a heads up. And then I do have a couple of more scheduled for the end of the year, but I will be posting them on our Instagram. Me and my salon manager, Bridget, will actually be going to the Lash Conference in California in November. I am super excited about that. If you're listening right now and you don't know what that is, go look it up. They have a website. They actually have a podcast as well. It's Paul and Tuscany. I may not be pronouncing that correctly, but they are super awesome. I've actually listened to their podcast. Probably started it I feel like it was 2 years ago or something. I don't even know if it's been around that long. I think about 2 years ago it was around. So I listened to them a long time ago, and I love podcasts. So that's why I ended up starting my own, just because I love them. And I listen to all the Lash podcasts on here. So I started my own so I could, be even more helpful to you guys. So definitely, if you don't know it used to be called LashCon, but now it's called Lash Conference. So if you don't know what it is, you've never heard of it, definitely go look them up on Instagram. The podcast, I believe, is the Lash Cast, if I remember right. But they are great, and they started this conference, and it's in California in November every year. This is the third year. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the third year. Last year, me and Bridget did virtual because of COVID, and then this year, we're actually getting to go to California to visit. So I'm super excited about that. And so definitely look them up. I think you can still get tickets. Yes, you can still get tickets, and it is in November 6th through the 8th, and it's in Pasadena, California at the Hilton Hotel. So you can get a hotel room there, and it'll be super convenient. So we will be there. So if you are going, let me know. Reach out to me on Instagram, because I would love to connect with you and meet you. So, okay, those are the only announcements. So how to be the top-rated studio in your area. This is so important, because most of you are probably in a very populated area where a lot of girls are doing lashes. In my area, it's becoming a lot more common. There's more girls. I'm actually the only studio in my city. Our capital is OKC, and I'm in Midwest City, which is a branch right off of that. And we're probably 10 minutes. We're probably about 10 minutes from downtown once you get on the highway. And there's a lot of girls doing it down in that area. And then there's a town called Edmond that's about 30 minutes from us. And that's a hub, I guess you could say, for lashes. So in my area, my city, I'm actually the second one to start doing it. The first girl that started doing it, I'm actually friends with her now, and I actually do her lashes. So I was the second one, but I was the first one to bring an actual lash studio to my area. So now, with that being said, I did get into it at a good time for my area, but we still have a lot more competition popping up now. There's a lot of girls doing them out of their houses. There's a lot of girls doing them out of hair studios. So just because I'm the only studio, eyelash studio in my area, doesn't mean I'm the only lash artist and we're the only team of lash artists. There's still hair salons that are doing it. And then there's still, I think the closest lash studio for me is probably about 20 minutes. So there's still other lash studios, but just directly down the street for me, no, no studios, but they're still, you know, lash artists. So we still have competition. And a lot of you guys, though, are in areas where there's tons of lash studios. That's kind of how it is in my state with hair salons. There's like hair salons in every corner. And some of you guys are in areas where it's like that with lash studios too. And I can see it being like that within the next couple years here where I'm at as well. And one of my employees, she actually just moved here from California. She lived kind of by LA. I can't remember the town, but she lived in California, and her salon there it's a little different. They just did things, a couple things a little different, but they're in a very competitive area, and there was tons of lash studios around, and here, you know, it's a little bit different. So this is going to be beneficial for you, whether you are the only lash artist, or the only studio in your area, or if you are right down the street from a studio, because just give it time, and there's going to be someone that pops up down the street from you. You may be the only person right now, depending on what state you are in and what city, but it's just a matter of time. So I have a couple of tips for you, and I've never been the one to like brag on myself, and that's like not what I try to do. I really just try to help you guys, but like I'm not just like talking out of my ass or anything. And because my studio actually in the whole county, so that's including like 30 minutes from us where all like the hub is at, my studio is actually the top. We have the most 5-star reviews, basically. We're the top rated. And, you know, we've worked really hard to get to that point and like to keep that up. So it is something that I take very seriously, and it's something that I've worked really hard for, and the girls in my studio have worked really hard for. So we, you know, have built that reputation, and I want to give you guys the tips where you can do the same thing as well. So I got my notes. You guys know I always have my notes. I can't do anything without my notes. So a couple things would be set yourself apart, be different, and have a certain style. Definitely don't come into it trying to copy other lash studios, because when I opened my studio, there was one studio that was like the most popular one, I guess you could say, kind of like in my area, and I definitely did not do things like them. I did my own thing. Like, I learned everything my own. My style was completely opposite of them. And, you know, I think that really set us apart, and that really got a lot of people's attention. And my style is just very, I don't know, I'm younger, and I'm very girly, and like my salon's super, super cute, and we have a lot of like backdrops for photos and selfies and things like that, and we do fun things, and I take care of my employees, and we do like fun little parties sometimes and stuff like that, and we post all of that. So it's so important too, that, because I see a lot of studios where, some in my state too, like they're great studios and everything, and their work is beautiful, but that's all they post. Every single photo on their Instagram, I look, and it, like I said, it's beautiful work, but it's just tons of lashes, lashes, lashes. And that's great to be posting your work, but it's also good to show like behind the scenes as well sometimes, and, you know, post tips and post aftercare tips, and, you know, go live on your Instagram story and be involved. Because when you're only posting the photos, that's just so bland and dry and boring. And when you're posting other things, it's going to capture people's attention. So make sure that's what you want to do, especially when you have that competition. Be different. Set yourself apart so you're capturing the attention of potential clients. Definitely ask for reviews. How are you going to be the top-rated studio in your area when you don't even ask for reviews? Now, if you're a salon owner, one thing you could do is do like a friendly competition with your employees. And what I do is I tell them like, hey, ask your clients for reviews, and whoever gets the most in the next 2 weeks, like, sorry, I totally got cut off mid talking there, but you know, you could do a little giveaway with, you know, your employees, and it's just like fun to do that. You don't have to do that, but it just kind of makes it fun and a friendly competition. We like to do fun things like that at my salon. So you can do that. And if you're not asking for reviews, how do you expect to become the top rated studio in your area if you're not asking for them? So all you have to do is ask your clients, and clients forget sometimes, so don't be scared to ask them more than once. I always tell my girls that, because they'll say, well, I asked them last time, and I tell them, clients forget. Ask them a second time. Like, if they keep coming back to you and they're tipping you and they're happy with their work and you're doing quality work, they're happy. It's not that they're not happy with you. They're probably just forgetting. So definitely make sure you're asking for reviews. And that kind of brings me into always doing quality work and be consistent. I think consistency is the biggest thing. And I think it's really big in our industry, because I've actually heard that a lot, especially girls that have been lashing for a long time. Sometimes they start to slack off and you can get a little lazy sometimes. And I get it. You've been lashing for so long and you're behind the chair, all of that. But you cannot slack off one time. If you slack off one appointment, the client's going to notice that. And if you're doing 100% each appointment, and then you have an appointment, and at 1-2 week appointment you only do 50%, I mean, the client's going to be able to tell, and that's not consistency, and they're not going to be happy, and they're going to go elsewhere. So make sure you're always doing quality work and keeping up with your education. If you are not keeping up with your education, this is another thing. So a lot of states, you actually have to keep up with your education to renew your license. You have to do so many hours of extra education, classes, or conferences. And I think that is amazing, and that is great. Let me know if your state does that, because I would like to know. I'm in Oklahoma, and we do not do that in my state. And I think that that should change. And that is something I 100% back and I get behind, is we should have to do so many hours of extra education to keep up with our license. Because if you are not keeping up with what is going on and the new things in your industry, you're going to fall behind, and that's going to be known. And you may get clients, yeah, but you don't want to be stuck doing something that is old when there's a new way to be doing it, because it could also help you as well. What if it could save you time, you know? So you definitely want to make sure that you are staying up to your education. Still take trainings. I still take trainings, even though I still am a lash trainer myself. I like to learn from other people. You can learn different things and new things from different people. And now I still do lash trainings, but I do a lot more like mentoring, like getting mentored by, you know, people that have been in the industry, like industry longer than me, or people that have like a bigger brand than me, and I can learn from them. And then I also, you know, go to LashCon. This will be my second year going to LashCon, and I would like to do more conferences as well. So you definitely need to keep up to date with the industry, because if not, you will fall behind and you're not going to become the top rated studio in your area. You should have good hours, and I get it. Like, if you're the only one, it's going to be hard for you to work 9 to 9 every day. I completely understand that. Like, that's not normal and you shouldn't do that. But if you are going to be a salon owner, you need to have employees in there that can work Saturdays and that can take those evening clients, because you're going to have clients that have to come after 5. And if you want to be the top rated eyelash studio in the area, if you're only open till 4 o'clock and your hours aren't really good on Saturdays, if you're even open, people are going to be mad and they're going to be upset, and they could leave you bad reviews because of that. So definitely make sure you have good hours for people so they can, you know, come when they're off work and stuff. And you should definitely be personable. So I kind of talked about Instagram earlier. This kind of relates with that. But also be personable when they come in. And to be in this industry, you need to be personable. If you're not personable, it's going to be really hard for you to build a connection with your clients. And your client may not come back. You could be doing really good lashes, but if they don't have that connection with you, they may go somewhere else where they can not only get good quality lashes, but they also have a connection with someone. Now, you could still be a personable person and just not connect with someone. I completely understand that. But just overall in general, you know, you need to have good customer service, and you need to be able, your clients need to feel like comfortable with you, and they need to feel like they can talk to you about anything, because this is their time. This is their time to you know, tell you all the tea and drama going on in their life. This is not our time to be gossiping with them and to be telling them everything going on with our lives. They're paying us for a service. This is their time. This is their therapy session, not ours. So you need to make sure that you remember that. And that leads me to the next one. Treat your clients like queens. We do that at my salon, and it will benefit you when you treat your client like a queen. They are going to keep coming back to you, and they are going to tell others about you. They are the reason why we are in business. I tell my girls this all the time. We respect our clients so much because without them, my salon would not be here. So we treat them like the queens that they are. So those are my couple of tips to be the top rated studio in your area. Of course, there's a lot more. Those are just kind of the top ones that come to my head when I think of it and things that I have done to become the top rated studio. Remember, I still do free mentoring, like phone mentoring. So if you are about to open your studio or you want to open up your own studio eventually, feel free to give me a call or message me on Lash Alliance Education and I will message you my number and we can FaceTime or we can talk on the phone and I can help you in any way that I can. Thanks. Have a great week.